नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी स्टार्टेड डिस्कसिंग दि अनुवृत्ति कमेंट्री बाय श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर। So we will continue this discussion. So he discussed both Atyahara, Prayasa and Prajalpa, if you remember, based on because we are discussing these six obstacles for devotees. Atyahara for devotees, Prajalpa for devotees, Prayas for devotees. So engaging in excessive acquisition of knowledge as done by the jnanis is atyahara for devotees. Excessive accumulation of fruits of work as done by the karmis is atyahara for devotees. And amassing too many material objects for material sense gratification without any shastric injunctions as done by the materialists is atyahara for devotees. Similarly, prayas, the cultivation of knowledge or endeavoring in the various limbs of Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana Yoga for attaining liberation, that hard endeavor when done by a devotee is prayas for the devotee. This is called as Jnana prayas. And karma prayas means the austerities and vows undertaken by karmis. Like when devotees go to astrologer and try to do various different kinds of activities to either get some material benefit or to overcome material distress, that is prayas. And materialistic prayas, which is unfavorable for devotees, is desires to obtain wife, children, wealth, this is all, or over endeavor in that direction is prayas for devotees. And in terms of prajalpa, for discussion on jnana shastras, which is done as a part of their practice by the jnanis. Yellow, then it is becoming yellow. Okay, वो थोड़ा उसको study कर दो ना. And and the talks pleasing to the senses of those who are possessed of many desires. So materialistic mundane talks is prajalpa for devotees. And talking too much about the materialistic rituals, sarai, iske bare mein, uske bare mein, or various kinds of non-devotional but Vedic. So that is prajalpa for devotees actually. Vedic non-devotional talk is not Krishna Gata. It is not necessarily favorable for devotional service. So ultimately, Veda is to serve Ahameva Vedyo. Krishna is to be known by all the Vedas. So if you are directly worshipping Krishna, then we don't have to necessarily talk about those aspects of the Vedic literatures which are not connected to Bhakti. But to talk that is prajalpa. And now coming to niyama agraha. So we saw two types of niyama agraha. One is too much eager to not give up the lower rules from which we are transcending to bhakti. This is niyama agraha. And not sufficiently enthusiastic to accept those activities which can nourish one's bhakti. So this is niyama agraha. So he says to accept the rules of the jnana shastras in order to obtain liberation is called as agraha or over zealousness. So this is from the jnana point of view, niyama agraha, attachment to those literatures. Attachment for the rules outlined in the scriptures promoting pragmatism with a desire for sensual enjoyment, both in this world and the next world, is called as Niyama Agraha. This is from the point of view of the Karmis, Karmakandiya. Establishment of certain rules of conduct appropriate for one's own status in order to achieve immediate happiness. Whatever is favorable for my immediate enjoyment, I will accept it. So this is Niyama Agraha from the point of view of materialistic. So Niyama Agraha also is indicating what is Niyama for the Karmis, Jnanis and materialistic people. When a devotee accepts it, it becomes Niyama Agraha. Too much nahi. Accepting any of that. To think that, oh, ye sab rules mere liye bhi lagu hai. So, the point is, injunction means, if you go to a textbook shop, and I bol rahe hain ki mujhe NCERT physics book de do. तो शॉप वाला क्या पूछेगा आपको, कौन सा क्लास के लिए वो पूछेगा ना. तो अभी आप क्लास नहीं बोलेंगे, एनसीईआरटी फिजिक्स बुक देगा तो मतलब कौन सा बुक देगा आपको. द पॉइंट इज स्क्रिप्चर्स हैव रूल्स फॉर एवरी क्लास ऑफ पीपल विद डिफरेंट डिफरेंट अधिकार. सो नाउ वी शुड नो वेयर वी स्टैंड and purchase that book. Hamara class kaun sa hai? Wo book hi kharidna chahiye humko. So therefore, we should not be enthusiastic to accept rules which are not meant for us. We don't reject the rules wholesale. We don't say that no one should follow these books. Then it becomes Shruti Shastra Ninda. It will be criticism of scriptures. If we are criticizing scriptures, the Jnana Shastras or Karma Shastras, then it will be criticizing the intelligence of Krishna. Because Krishna only created those shastras. You are telling Krishna, he didn't have sufficient intelligence. Why did he have to create these shastras? Only bhakti shastras would have been sufficient. That is not right. But at the same time, to say that Krishna only created the shastras, so I am supposed to follow all the injunctions of all the shastras. That is also not the right understanding. So, one should know one's the application, which is meant for whom. So, in this way, three types of atyahara, three types of prayas, three types of prajalpa, and now three types of niyama agraha has been described. Now, what is niyama agraha? There is only one type, three types. Rejecting your own rules which are meant for you. That is Niyama Agraha. To remain indifferent to the rules that are prescribed for the attainment of bhakti is known as Niyama Agraha. Chair le lo, udhar baith jao. Jadu aapka chair unko de do. Theek hai. Chalega chalega, aa gaya. Such persons are so audacious that they try to pass off even their detestable wantonness and depravity as the most sacred and elevated path of spontaneous devotion. So, Niyama Agraha ke liye, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is quoting the Sahajiyas. Anartha Nivritti hua nahi, but they are talking about Siddha Pranali and all those things and rejecting the regular rules. So there are two types of, Niyama Agraha which is done by the Sahajiyas. One is important call. Hari Bol.
Class mein ho yaar, class mein. हाँ, मैं आता हूँ क्लास के बाद, आके चेक कर लेता हूँ.
hmm? सो नियम सो दि सहज डू टू टाइप्स ऑफ नियमाग्रह वन इज सो इट ऑल बॉर्न इट इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ दिस वन वर्स गिवन इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु विच दे मिस इंटरप्रेट सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण छात्र ही तद्भाव लिप्सुना कार्य व्रजलोकानुसारतः ऑफ कोर्स इसमें वेरी क्लियर एक्सप्लेनेशन हैज बीन गिवन बाय जीव गोस्वामी बट दे रिजेक्ट जीव गोस्वामी दिस इज द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम दे एक्सेप्ट रूप गोस्वामी दे रिजेक्ट जीव गोस्वामी सहज यस इवन दो बिकॉज दे से रूप गोस्वामी खुद जीव गोस्वामी को रिजेक्ट किए दो बार जो बार रिजेक्ट किया कि नहीं दो बार ना एक बार वल्लभाचार्य एक बार दिग्विजय पंडित तो वल्लभाचार्य का टाइम वो ये वर्ष था ना भुक्ति मुक्ति स्पृहा यावत पिशाची हृदि वर्तते Oh, how can you quote this? He said. Then Rupa Goswami said, okay, okay, I will change. But Jiva Goswami said, वो जाने के बाद बोलते हैं कि अरे इसका ठीक से समझो समझाते हैं मुक्ति स्पृहा नॉट मुक्ति बट ही रिजेक्ट ही डिड नॉट रिजेक्ट मुक्ति ही रिजेक्टेड डिजायर फॉर मुक्ति लाइक दैट सो उनको जो करना है उसके लिए जो ना है They quote scriptures. But misinterpretation. So what they say, seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. So it is mentioned that one has to serve the vrajalokanusarata. One should serve the vrajavasis internally and externally. One should follow the vrajavasis internally and externally. So Jiva Goswami ka explanation hai, Because Jiva Goswami only assisted Rupa Goswami for 17 years to compile Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It was a combined effort. So Jiva Goswami in his commentary he writes, Oh that internally one should follow, meditate on the Vrajavasis in Vrindavan, Rupa Manjari. And externally one should follow the conduct of Rupa Goswami. So he says sadhaka rupa seva and siddha rupa seva. So sadhaka rupa seva means physical body. Siddha rupa seva means internal meditation. So the sahajiyas say, oh, where in the verse does Rupa Goswami say that sadhaka rupa seva is external, external body and siddha rupa seva is internal? Vrajalokanu saradha bola ki nahi. To vrajavasi. So what they do is, They dress like ladies. ये तो देखा होगा आपने पूरी वृंदावन एवरीवेयर सो दे ड्रेस लाइक लेडीज वी आर फॉलोइंग गोपीस ना साधक रूप सेवा इंटरनल मेडिटेशन ऑल्सो वैसा एक्सटर्नल एक्टिविटी ऑल्सो दे विल डू लाइक दे विल स्टार्ट स्पीक दे विल ट्राई टू स्पीक इन अ फीमेल वॉइस दे विल बी बैशफुल यू नो लाइक दैट शर्माएंगे ऐसा सब मतलब वेरी डिस्गस्टिंग दिस इज वन काइंड ऑफ सहजीय
बोर नहीं हो जाता है क्यों मालूम है कि कुछ नेचुरल कुछ नहीं है और अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम बोर नहीं होता है कुछ कुछ भी
नहीं ओ उसमें उसके बाद उनका सेटिस्फेक्शन के लिए सम काइंड ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन दे विल इंडल्ज इट्स अ वेरी नास्टी ये है मक है उधर Then the other kind of sahajya following.
Yeah. Huh?
He's still there. Oh, Ramesh Babaji. Okay. Ramesh Babaji should be legal. No, Ramesh Babaji is not like that.
Aisa niche to saffron aisa hai.
हो सकता है पता नहीं।
And he comes Bombay आते तो मारते हैं।
अच्छा।
वो एक गाड़ी वाले क्या?
ठीक है नहीं दे आर नॉट यूनक्स बट दे आर मिसलेड पीपल वॉट एवर आई डोंट नो वॉट वॉट एल्स दे डू हाँ साधना भक्ति फॉर देम इज नियम आग्रह वैदिक साधना जो है उनको नियमाग्रह है यू आर अटैच टू दी लोअर रूल्स दैट्स व्हाट दे थिंक सो सी अकॉर्डिंग टू द आचार्यस द क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर फॉर रागानुग भक्ति इज एटलीस्ट निष्ठा अनर्थ निवृत्ति तो हो जाना चाहिए बट दे से नो श्रद्धा इज द क्वालिफिकेशन दे मे मिसकोट सम वर्सेस So, therefore they say everyone is qualified for bhakti. Correct, na? Yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. They say everyone is qualified for raganuga bhakti. Direct. This is where the problem comes. Yeah. That's why when Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he mentions na, that pregnant, one of the followers, followers nahi, one person, he saw that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj ka bahut, you know, he was getting lot of fame, even though he was running away from it. So, unhone kya kiya, unka bhajan kutir ke paas hi aake khud ka bhajan kutir tent banaya. He thought at least जो भी इधर आते हैं you know, मेरे इधर भी आ सकते हैं सो वॉट ही डिड ही यूज टू इमिटेट ऑल द एक्सटर्नल सिम्टम्स ऑफ अ परफेक्टेड पर्सन द अष्ट सात्विक विकार का एटलीस्ट अ फ्यू थिंग्स वॉट एवर ही कुड डू लाइक क्राइंग एंड यू नो गदगदा वॉट एवर इट मे बी सो Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj saw this for a few days and then he felt extremely compassionate on this person. Genuine compassion. So he called him and he said, look, try to understand. When a barren woman sees that other women are getting pregnant and they are delivering children, to unko dekke ye sochti hai ki, are ye log chillate hain, chillane ke baad bachcha bahar aa jata hai. So, मैं भी चिल्लाऊंगी तो मेरा भी बच्चा बाहर निकलेगा सो he said similarly if you love is not a by product of crying and hair standing on end but crying and hair standing on end are by product of love वो जो external symptoms इसका भी दे मैं quote verse कृति साध्य भवेत साध्य भावासा साधना विदा एंगेजिंग वन सेंसेस इन द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इन ऑर्डर टू अवेकन भावा सो विच दे विल एंगेज विच सेंसेस दे विल एंगेज आईज इन क्राइंग हेयर्स इन स्टैंडिंग और वॉट एवर इट मे बी यू नो लाइक दैट दे मे एंगेज इन दिस वे यू नो एक्सटर्नली ट्राइंग टू in order to attain the stage of bhava. But this is improper understanding. So, Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj said, aise nahi hota hai. You know, the woman is not delivering the child because she is screaming. But she is screaming because the pain of delivery is so unbearable. So, this is one category of people. Second category of people, they don't dress like ladies. But they say that, but they, just like that, they give up all the rules of Vaidhi Sadhana. And if you see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, unka Vaidhi Sadhana ka section bahut elaborate hai. Raganu ka Sadhana ka section bahut chota hai. Kyun? Because 64 angon ka varnan hai Vaidhi Sadhana mein, ek bhi angon ka varnan Raganuga mein nahi hai. But in one verse he mentions that all the limbs practiced in Vaidhi Sadhana, that same has to be practiced in Praganuga Sadhana also. But they don't practice, they give up. They say, gopis don't chant Mahamantra in their mala. Is there any Varnan, Bhagavatam mein Varnan hai kya? Gopis Ekadashi follow karte hai kya? Gopis ne kaun sa guru accept kiya? Ya Vrajavasiyon ne? So in this way, they will reject. Rupa Goswami has told us that we should follow the Vrajavasis both internally and externally. So the gopis did not do any of these things. And if you people are doing it, you are doing Niyamagraha, accepting the lower rules. So they criticize Bhaktisiddhanta Sastakur also as telling that he is not in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Raga Marga. Raga Marga Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharan. He came to spread the Raga Marga, but Bhaktisiddhanta Sastakur is giving only Vaidhi Marga. That's what. Mahaprabhu himself chanted. So they will comfortably reject those people whose opinions don't match with them. That's how they are rejecting Jiva Goswami also. Jiva Goswami ko reject kar liya, to aage ka sab log Vishnachakali Thakur ka time pe there was Rup Kaviraj. So Rup Kaviraj was, he proposed these kind of false ideologies. And eventually, Vishnachakali Thakur kicked him out of Vrindavan. Vishnachakali Thakur was not just writing. He did these things also. Unko pakadke, you know, he drove him out of Vrindavan. And eventually he got leprosy and he died.
But if he did by one daughter,
Hemalata Thakurani is disciple tau. But eventually he became this kind of a deviant because of offenses. So deviant philosophy. So the Sahajiya sects, some of the Sahajiya sects, they trace back to these Rupa Kaviraj's explanations of these verses.
Is there any chance that by some so-called Sahajiyas come to this stage, really they practice them? Mm-hmm. Can they?
Oh, okay.
No, because there are a lot of offensive mentalities there, and they are criticizing bona fide acharyas. So very difficult.
Even now,
Radha Kundka, during the Govardhan Parikrama day, during our Vrindavan Yatra, I was assigned to stand in Radha Kund. Mera aur Vakreshwar Pran Prabhu ka mera assigned tha, Vakreshwar bhi aake baith gaya udhar. So to show the pilgrims where to go, which side. So one person came. Naida. So he was dressed like a Babaji but Western. So he came and unka face ko dekh ke hi samajh mein aa gaya ki criticize karne wala hai. Kisko karne wala hai? Wo Vakreshwar ko pakad liya. Vakreshwar chodi nahi raha usko. He is trying to explain. And he was directly first Prabhupad ka star pe aaya nahi. So directly Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ko pakda usko. What is the point of contention? Why did Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put ye clay ka tilak kidhar se aaya? Radha Kund mud, you see black colored, brownish black colored tilak. Traditionally this was our, why did Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur change? So I saw something like that, whether
there people don't come from the line of
Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. No, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ka line nahi hai. नहीं अभी इसका हम रिसर्च स्टडी करेंगे यार अभी हाँ वही ना उससे ऊपर कुछ रीजन है क्या हरिमाधव व्हाट एवर ही सप्लाई शी यूज
हाँ
भी है जो भी है वट एवर, इसका मैं आंसर नहीं पूछ रहा हूं आपको, द पॉइंट इज ऐसा ऐसा. सो इवन इन टुडेज डे एंड एज देयर देयर कास्ट गोस्वामीज. सो ऐसा है. इन हरिभक्ति विलास द डिस्पोजिशन ऑफ सच पर्सन हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड. श्रुति स्मृति पुराण आदि पांचरात्र विधिं विना ऐकांतिक हरे भक्ति उत्पाद एव कल्पते. And then we read from the Kalyana Kalpataru last time. Elaborate, I will not go into the whole thing. So this is talking about Niyama Agraha, rejecting the essential limbs of devotional service. Why have you given up Vaishnav Tilak markings, neck beads, thinking that A sub external hai, X sub external hai. Ultimately everything will become external only. A ho bahya, aage kaho aar. Kuch bhi bachega nahi. So they may say that one's diet has nothing to do with bhajan. I can eat fish, meat, anything. Even diksha, holy name is not dependent on diksha. Iska humne discuss kiya last time. So like that. And my dear brother, mind, please consider what you have gained by this. You have given up gold for ashes. Your present life and the next have both been utterly ruined. You address everyone as a hypocrite, knave and cheater, but you have failed to attain Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhagavad Bhakti. What will be your fate at the time of death? Oh mind, what should I tell you? You utter the words prema, prema, but what good will it avail? Prema is a rare and precious jewel. You will have to undertake arduous sadhana to attain it. By deceitful practice, you make a show of tears, trembling, horripilation and fainting at the time of kirtan or hearing spiritual discourses. Yet your real business is simply to accumulate wealth, woman and prestige. In fact, the first from the Gaudiya Vaishnav line to go to the Western world to, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's disciples were that Bhan Maharaj and Bhakti Pradeep Tirth Maharaj. But in the United States, even before Prabhupada came, the bowels were there. You know that? Even before, aapko to pata hai, acha bol raha. Aapko maine bola na. So, ye Mukunda Maharaj unka book mein likhte hain, 26 Miracles in 26 Second Avenue mein. Padha hai? I think it's there in that book only. So, this was in San Francisco in 1967 or something like that. Okay. So, 26 Second Avenue mein, ek din, two saffron clad sannyasis had come. Two saffron clad sannyasis, they came. After establishing 26 Second Avenue, bol raha hu na. So they came. Hair hai New York nahi baba, sorry, so San Francisco, not Frederick Street, the Frederick Street, Haight-Ashbury, oi Frederick Street, Haight-Ashbury this district mein, Frederick Street mein. So they came, they had hair and they were saffron clothes and haath mein kutta. कुत्ता लेके आए, धोती कुर्ता नहीं यार, कुत्ता कुत्ता डॉग, सैफरन धोती कुर्ता. सो दे केम एंड इनवाइटेड देम फॉर कीर्तन. मतलब एक जैसे अवेलॉन बॉलरूम में हुआ वैसा एक कीर्तन हुआ था उसमें, और डिवोटीज वर डूइंग कीर्तन. सो एंड उसमें ये बाउल्स भी आ गए. सो आके क्या कर रहे थे वो कीर्तन में डिवोटीज के साथ, वो भी स्टेज में आ गए एंड देवर दे स्टार्टेड डांसिंग एंड रोटेटिंग एंड रोटेटिंग, और ऐसा फेंट हो गई ऐसा. एंड दे एक्चुअली मेड अ बैंड ऑल्सो बाय द नेम बाउल्स, उसका नाम था. वो टाइम पे जो मोबी ग्रेप और ग्रेटफुल डेड वो सबका टाइम जो दोस वेर द बैंड विच वेर स्केड्यूल्ड बाई अवलान बॉलरूम में जेफरसन एयरप्लेन वो सब उसके साथ बाउल्स भी एक थे उस दिन स्केड्यूल नहीं किया उनको बट देवर ऑल्सो ए बैंड देर और वो भी हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र गाते थे और उनका अदर बाउल भजन गाते थे और ऐसा ऐसा नाच नाच के गिर जाते थे दिस वॉज देर सो देन दे केम एंड टोल्ड प्रभुपाद दैट प्रभुपाद आज हमारा वो कीर्तन इसमें ये दो लोग आए थे तो ऐसा देवर इतना नाचे कि फिर देन दे फेंटेड बोले प्रभुपाद सेड यू शुड हैव किक्ड ऑन देयर फेस like that so उनका खुद का नाम है हमने दिया हुआ हमारा दिया हुआ नाम नहीं है वो उनका ही बॉल्स वही है ऑलरेडी देयर एक कोई भी नाम उन्होंने दिया नहीं है ऑल बॉल करता बाजा सानी गौरांगा नगरी साकी बेकी ये सब उनका खुद का नाम है ऐसा नहीं है मायावादी भी हमारा दिया हुआ नाम नहीं है दरवाजा मायावादी मठ बोल के उनका फिलाडेल्फिया का टेंपल में फिलाडेल्फिया टेंपल के वही स्ट्रीट में एक और मायावादी मठ है उसमें मायावादी मठ बोल के लिखा So by deceitful practice, you make a show of tears, trembling, horripilation and fainting at the time of kirtan or hearing spiritual discourses. Yet your real business is simply to accumulate wealth, woman and prestige. When you have not even a trace of attachment for pure sadhana bhakti, which is essential for the acquisition of prema, then how will you obtain such pure Bhagavat prema? You will have to first give up the 10 offenses against the holy name and chant Harinam continuously. You should hear Harikatha in the association of pure Vaishnavas. Then by the mercy of Sri Nam Prabhu, unalloyed prema will arise automatically in your heart. This is the teaching of Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manasiksha. And this is the teaching of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tagore also. So what happened is, as we read in Manasiksha, there was this external path and the internal path. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught because he came to spread Raga Marga Bhakti. So, he taught this path to two personalities. So he taught this to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami divided it into two. One is the external practice. The Raganugam, Raga Bhakti. So the external path is what are the external practices involved and the internal path, what is the internal change that is expected of the sadhaka. So he divided it into two and the Antapanta he taught to Raghunath Das Goswami and the Bahipanta, the external path he taught to Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit taught it to Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami taught it to Dhyan Chandra Goswami. And Dhyan Chandra Goswami compiled it in a book called Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Paddhati. Yes. So, usme only the external practices are mentioned. So, at what time, what mantra you need to chant, when you should worship Lalita, Vishakha, how you should worship them, what mantras and all that. Smaran and Archanam, both. Like that. How is it? It is from there. And in Raghunath Das Goswami, in books like Manasiksha, he spoke about what are the internal changes that are needed to be made and how to make those changes. So actually these two are complementary. But when you take them as being individual and especially when you take the external path and you don't understand that the internal path is a prerequisite, then it leads to all these sahajya misinterpretations. So, eventually over a period of time, what came to be known as Raganuga Bhakti is this external, perverted form of this external bhakti, external path. which is very easy to imitate. But the internal path given by Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot imitate it at all. So they neglected it, and over a period of time they forgot it. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Bhaktivinod Thakur, they taught Raganuga Bhakti through the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami, which looks exactly like the current Vaidhisadhana Bhakti that we practice. Therefore, it is the Vaidhisadhana as practiced by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is also sometimes called as Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Sadhana. It is Raganuga Sadhana only. But Ajata Ruchi means before the stage of Ruchi, that Raganuga Sadhana. Because we still worship Radha and Krishna deities only. Lalita Vishaka. So all the worshipable deities are Brajavasis only. But we do it with lot of rules and regulations externally. So that before the cleansing of heart happens, we don't prematurely try to adapt, jump. But ultimately this practice will lead to when the process of hearing, chanting, deity worship as given in our Vaidhi Sadhana will naturally lead to Raganuga Sadhana when properly practiced.
The Jaya Dharma, the last 30 chapters, my first 30 chapters, and at the end of that character, Vijay Kumar, so after hearing about all the things, and he says, now I want to go to Puri and hear from Dhyan Chandra Goswami. So he gives him permission. And the last 10 chapters,
yeah,
is spoken by Indians, Radha,
Gopal Guru Goswami, and Radha Kant Mandir. Gambira. Gambira mein hota hai wo pura. The whole discussion happens there. That is why in Gambira you see lot of, you know, aisa, Sahajiyas. Headquarters. Sahajiyas headquarters is Gambira actually. Kyunki Radha Kant Mandir udhar hi tha. Kaun? Dhyan Chandra Goswami and Gopal Guru Goswami. They taught the right path, but uska perverted form is what is remaining now. Perverted remnants. उनका डीटी है डिटेल्स मुझे पता नहीं आई डोंट नो व्हाट एवर इज देयर इन दैट बुक मैंने शिक्षा होंगी तक मैं चाहिए उतना उसका फर्दर मैंने उसको एक्सप्लोर नहीं किया वो क्यों दिया व्हाई डिड ही हैव टू डिवाइड इंट्रोडक्शन उर्मिला माता जी का
Introduction.
Importance of Manasiksha.
No reference
to the verse. Huh?
Source
the
reference
nahi. Nahi, diya hoga, but maine check
nahi kiya.
And of course, yeah, bahut sara points hai. Logo mein bhi actually there is, he clearly talks about Raga Nuga Path. You have not withdrawn your mind from sense objects and engaged it in remembering the Lord in a secluded place. Without first climbing the tree, you attempt to pluck the fruit with your own hand. Has simply gone in vain. The most sacred and pure Krishna Prema is extremely rare. By misleading others, you will simply cheat yourself. First, make yourself fit by performing sadhana. Sadhana here is Vaidhi sadhana. Then Prema will be accessible to you. O foolish, O brother, although lust and love appear identical by external indications, they are not at all the same. Kama is like rusted iron, whereas Prema is like pure gold. You have seized Kama, imagining it to be gold. Can anyone obtain Prema by such absurd means? O foolish mind, you have become intoxicated by uselessly considering Kama to be Prema. The lust for bones and flesh appears alluring for the time being. That lust chases endlessly after the objects of the senses. But unalloyed love is the natural disposition of the jiva. That prema is fully sentient and spiritual by nature. The object of that prema is Sri Hari alone and not a dressed up doll of bones and flesh. At present, prema is in a dormant condition being covered by kama. Therefore, you must endeavor to dispel this lust and to initiate the awakening of love. Which means when anartha nivritti happens, then artha pravritti will automatically follow by the right process. By following jnana, anartha nivritti will be gone. But by following bhakti, especially the bhakti given by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, in the proper way when we follow Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, after anartha nivritti, when we reach nishta and ruchi, automatically artha pravritti will manifest.
This is like Krishna telling Arjuna, don't jump to
karma. First, by good fortune due to the devotional pious creed, Sukriti, Agyat Sukriti ke wajah se, accumulated over many previous lifetimes, pure Shraddha arises. Then by hearing Harikatha and performing Harinam Kirtan in the association of pure devotees, Shraddha is matured and evolves successively into Nishta, Uruchi, Asakti, and from then Bhava and Prema. This is the order of development by which prema is awakened. Prema may be obtained only by taking support of this progressive evolution and never by any other means. O wicked mind, why do you fear to take up this step-by-step method of sadhana? By mere imitation of prema, you will not obtain anything. By such an imitative display, you will attain only the temporary happiness of sense enjoyment, which will also result in misery in the end. So basically, this whole discussion is about what? Niyama agraha. Rejecting Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. So this whole narrative that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is presenting is with the sahajiyas in the mind. This is basically written to protect the Gaudiya Math devotees from the influence of the sahajiyas. Okay, with this understanding, you should give up all offenses and impediments and engage yourself in pure sadhana bhakti. In this lies your good fortune. So this whole thing is niyama agraha. Sahajiyas of two types I mentioned. Bas. So now Janasangha. Interestingly, Janasangha ka bahut lamba discussion nahi hai, ek hi slide mein kar diya. The association of jnanis whose aim is voidism or liberation, of fruitive workers who covet the fruits of their work, and of hedonistic enjoyers who are attached, basically jnanis, karma yogis and materialists. Unka sangha hai asat sangha. So basically atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha. All three are described in the same way by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. For jnana or karma, two types of Vedic inclinations and one type of hedonistic inclination. So hedonism, attraction to jnana and karma, all three leads to atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha of these three types. Anavratam. Anavratam. Yeah. Yeah. So that your bhakti will not be influenced by these. Niyama agraha.
उसका
पर्पस देखना पड़ेगा. मधुमाधु ब्रो, यू वांट टू ऐड समथिंग ऑन दिस?
एक मैसेज आया था ना, जिसमें बोला कि ऐसा कुछ जरूरत नहीं है
I think शास्त्रिक एडवाइजरी काउंसिल के पास गया होगा वो. गया है? I was just guessing.
They went and they saw that deity worship should continue. This was proper day.
नीडफुल मीन्स व्हाट
सोशल रिक्वायरमेंट
आ सोशल रिक्वायरमेंट सी दैट इज देयर लोकल सोशल रिक्वायरमेंट है
पीपल कम टू नो देयर मैरिज क्लोज अ टेंपल द क्रिटिसाइज लोकल कस्टम दे टोल्ड व्हाट इट इज क्लोज द मेन डोर
एंड इनसाइड कर्टन के अंदर यू डू द वर्शिप एंड
देन प्रॉपर कन्वर्सेशन यू आर शेयर्ड नाउ दैट इज वेरी क्लासिकल प्रॉपर सेड इफ यू हैव अ डेमिगॉड टेंपल दैट इज इन फ्लोर बिकॉज़ दिस ग्रैंड इज ऑन सूर्य So where will Surya run? In the shelter of Krishna. The wife of Krishna.
who will Surya take shelter of then? If you close Krishna.
That problem do not stop Krishna worship. But if you have a demigod temple, then you should close it.
Because Prabhupada never follows Sutta. So why are we keeping on harping about it? Let's forget it. Sutta is only for keeping the normal Hindus happy with this. It's not for our activities.
ये किसने लिखा
हमारी हम लोग को स्नान का
मंत्र फ्रॉम डीटी मिनिस्ट्री अगेन फ्रॉम अ सोशल पर्सपेक्टिव यू कैन
कल का है तो करो
मैं भी कर रहा हूं कुछ स्नान भी और से दिखा सुनता हां तुम फॉलो राइट डिलीवरी द बेबी और मेनी थिंग्स इन सत्य साथ यू कैन इवन अकॉर्डिंग टू द वर्ण हम
this is for social considerations, but there is no social such social structure. Such social structure was existing during that time. There is no such social structure now. So, uska current day ka application has to be understood through the current acharyas. करंट एप्लीकेशन हैज टू बी अंडरस्टूड थ्रू द करंट आचार्यस बिकॉज उसका वो टाइम 500 साल पहले का सोशल स्ट्रक्चर अलग था अभी का सोशल स्ट्रक्चर काफी अलग है
एंड देन पीपल विल से अरे इस्कॉन वाले नहीं करते वो ना चैंटिंग करते हैं डिवोटी दे विल वोट
therefore education is important. Not just asking people to do, but explaining to them why you are doing what you are doing. ये आपका भक्ति के लिए नहीं है, this is just to set the example. This has to be mentioned clearly. Otherwise, ऐसा हो जाएगा अरे अरे मंगल सूत्र वेट करो वेट करो वेट करो बिल्ली किधर है वैसा हो जाएगा अरे मेरा मदर ने किया ये मेरा शादी के पहले बिल्ली को पकड़ के उसको उसके ऊपर टोकरी रखा तो मदर को जाके पूछा अरे क्यों करते हैं ये क्यों करते हैं क्या बोल रहे हैं वो अच्छा वो बिल्ली भाग के आ गई हाथ में टोकरी था इसलिए डाल दिया सो यू डोंट एक्सप्लेन व्हाई यू आर डूइंग व्हाट यू आर डूइंग देन पीपल विल थिंक इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ वैष्णव प्रैक्टिस यू से ओ नो दिस इज फॉर सेटिंग द राइट वो टाइम का सोशल स्ट्रक्चर ऐसा था उनको अभी वो सोशल स्ट्रक्चर है ही नहीं बट इफ यू डोंट नो व्हाई यू आर डूइंग व्हाट यू आर डूइंग देन यू विल कंटिन्यू डूइंग एंड इट दिस इज हाउ many practices will become part of one's culture only system
and rather than go complaining if we have opportunity to chant more and do more with them rather yeah. than sleeping and baki sab theek hai theek hai pusha dalna but the temple is organizing for it may affect world so jada jada kar rahe hain then kar rahe
hain acha hai भगवान प्योर डिवोटी डेट्रीमेंटल मेटीरियलिस्टिक असोसिएशन ऑटोमेटिकली डिसअपीयर्स सो सत्संगात मुक्त दुस्संगो सो वेन प्रॉपर वैष्णव असोसिएशन कम्स ऑटोमेटिकली bad association goes away and then he starts discussing the sixth aspect lavalya The word laulya literally means greed or restlessness. This restlessness refers to the tendency of the mind to run after various pursuits with greed to taste their fruits. With the desire to enjoy worldly sense enjoyment or to attain liberation, the mind sometimes runs in the direction of the eightfold yoga system, sometimes towards the process of meditation, sometimes towards the performance of sacrifices, sometimes towards the practice by which one can attain impersonal Brahman. This is known as laulya. Same way, you know, different kinds of different types of philosophies. Thus, one should give up the six kinds of faults, atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangha and laulya, and engage in pure sadhana bhakti. If one fails to do so, then the power to understand that Krishna bhakti, bestows the highest good for all living entities will be lost, and one will be forever deviated from the path of pure bhakti. So if one does not try to identify them and try to give them up, then people will lose the faith that by Krishna bhakti you can attain the highest benefit. People think, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy, wo faith chala jayega. Then people will start talking in terms of, are, to get Krishna prem you do bhakti. For other things, ye karo, ye karo, ye karo, ye karo. Be practical, man. Pragmatic. Like that. Practical. So, then the all these different things will get introduced. Not from Prabhupada's books, but in the name of, oh, ye bhi shastra hi hai na. Are you rejecting shastras? In that name, everything will come up. So, this is the Anuvritti commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, we will take 2-3 minutes to quickly, whatever point you remember or something was striking and something is your take home, some application you thought about based on the Anuvritti commentary that we have been discussing last 2 days, yesterday and today. So you can quickly share those points while I just save this.